We call it a smokehouse. Then, suppose somebody, you're talking about a friend of yours, and somebody says, well, he never gets anything done, and you know he does. You've seen him work, you know he's a good worker. And you said, why, he sure, how would you answer that?
Well, I'd say, I think he was a good worker anyhow, whether he got anything done or not.
Then, somebody, well, suppose suppose you had a little pond out near your house on your property, maybe, and a man comes by, and you're not home, and he asks your wife if he can fish in the pond, and he said, maybe I'd better ask your husband, and she'd say, oh, go ahead, because he doesn't, he
don't care.
Yeah. Then, how do you say the if it's more than one house, it's two what? How do you say the plural of the?
If there's more than one house.
More than one house.
Why do you just say there's two houses?
Yeah. The reason I ask that is some people would say houses, houses,
houses
instead of houses. Uh-huh. And so it's,
Would you like a Coke, Charlie?
I say, get us some Coke.
Would you like a Coke? I'll get you some Coke.
Yeah, I can.
And then this big building where you keep the stock, and what do you call that?
That's barn.
And what about the place where you keep the corn in the barn?
Crib.
Oh, that is in the barn, I guess. And then,
it could be on the outside. We have them in the barn and outside too.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Some of them's in the barn. Some of them, I've been living out there. I had a crib on the outside, and I had a crib inside. You see,
yeah.
A corn crib.
Well, what about? Do you raise any wheat around here?
Well, some of them does, but I never did raise no wheat around.
What's the usual yield of wheat to the acre?
Well, it's just different amounts. It runs anywhere from 12, I think, to somewhere around 20 to 25 bushel, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the land.
Well, since you've, what do you call the place where you'd keep the wheat?
Granary.
Yeah. That's in the barn too.
It's in the barn or out for sale.
It could be
either way. You know, it's just where you fix it.
Yeah. And then the upper part of the barn where you put the hay.
That's the loft.
Yeah. Well, do you just pile the hay up in the whole upper part of the barn, or do you have a special part of it?
Just have it fixed and just put it up in the loft. Just pile it all up in there.
Then, do you ever use the term hay mow or bay or anything like that for a special place for hay, or you just always call it?
Always call it a loft. Yeah.
Well, what about the when the wheat's cut and then stacked? What do you call these big
shocks?
Yeah. Well, how big is a shock?
Well, it's got, I'll say, 20 bundles of shock. Or shock.
And a bundle is just.
Or a bundle is
like
small.
That.
Yeah.
Not like that. Yeah.
I think those people are going to spike this stuff. That doesn't look very good carrying that up there. What do you do for beer around here?
Well, you have to go over the river. Some of these colors look like.
Oh, the apple wagers there.
Oh, yeah. Not right here in Texas.
No, it's in Dry County.
Yeah, this is. But the things are all over.
What do you call a place where you drink beer around here? You call it a beer joint or a tavern?
Well, they call it a beer joint here, you know.
That's sort of a bad thing. I mean, that gives the idea that
mm-hmm.
it's not such a good place to be, doesn't it?
Well, it really is a good place to be, I don't know.